saying, if there's any way, shape, or form, you think your property, whether it be private, whether it be a business or a home, you need to file by the 30th.
I would suggest strongly that they do so. Follow the FEMA regs, and like I said, even if you're not sure, there's grant programs, there's loan programs, it's all over the board. So for me to hear, to sit here and say what's good for each person wouldn't do anyone any justice. It's really individual basis. Although I know businesses generally, it is more of a loan program versus any type of grants.
And all the info's on our website or a link to it? I know the website had a situation.
Yeah, I believe so.
You have the forms here?
Okay. No, you have to. You actually have to. You can do it online.
We can give direction now.
Right. We have a flyer in the office.
Correct. And I know we had a link on our website, but I know it's been an issue. Last couple of days. Okay.
Well, I'll reiterate again, even if you're a business and you're not sure where you're at, apply. Okay, because circumstances may change. You may come up with a circumstance where you need additional money. It would behoove you to do so. FEMA's there to help us.
And even if they approve more and you didn't file by the 30th, you're not getting it, correct?
That's what they said at the meeting. Don't miss the September 30th deadline.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
I would like to thank Mr. Parker publicly, though. At this point, I know he's been thanked before, but he's really done a tremendous job throughout the whole term. And what folks have to remember, too, and most of the people in this room do realize, it's not just the event or the 3 or 4 days surrounding the storm. It's everything we're dealing with afterwards. So we're all working in this together, and we appreciate everyone's cooperation.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Computer software funding?
Yes, Mr. Pfeffer provided the council with a price quote of, I believe, $45,000 for his for the financing program software that he needs.
Did we agree at the last meeting?
The question is what he has is, how are we funding it? Are we going to bond it or budget it?
Where did I? I'm sorry?
Are we going to bond it or budget it?
What I'm saying is I never thought
I don't think we made a decision.
We made a decision we were going with that company.
I think ahead budget-wise.
Right, but how do we know that that's the dollar amount?
There was some research that needed to be done on the special things that they could do.
That we all wanted.
So we're not doing any. My opinion, I'm not voting on anything tonight.
Remember, we talked about what he had to do privately and then the town itself.
Right, and then what we wanted that would be compatible for other things we wanted to use.
Do we want to table this?
Oh, yeah.
To the...
For the 5th. I don't want to sit on it, but we're going to have to...
Who's going to meet with Steve?
Any one of us can. I mean, we had it's all in the minutes what we asked for at the... First meeting in
But then he sent us an email asking us what modules we wanted to attach to it.
He's attaching to a system we never even agreed we wanted. Right. Is my point. Oh,
okay. You're absolutely right, but at this point, I think his point was that 75% of the municipalities in the state are on this system, and there are not many other New Jersey approved systems available. Right. So it becomes kind of a no-brainer.
Okay, so should we vote on that? I mean, have a discussion.
He's just looking for guidance. Okay. Do we want to bond it or budget it?
Okay, so let's talk about that at the 5th.
Okay.
Plus, there were some hardware issues too, wasn't there?
There was a couple of things.
Yes, then there was another price quote for that.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know if you got that answer at the last meeting.
No.
Alright, we'll talk about the next meeting. The next item is public portion.
Public portion. First up, Karen Ryan.
Thank you, Mayor. Karen Ryan, 17 Ocean. I just want to talk a little bit about the teen nights and the movie nights. I know there was a teen night in the community center this summer, and I heard that it was really well attended. And I know that you're having a movie night, I believe, this weekend, and I'm really think that it will be well attended. Is it this weekend?
Friday night.
Friday night, right. Yeah.
If the rain doesn't come.
Right, okay.
Last one got washed out, too.
Right, it got rained out. I was wondering, I know it's been thought about, I know it's been talked about, but I really think that there needs to be more things for young people to do in this town. And I also know that we're on a very, very strict budget, that if we opened up the center at night, you'd have to have staffing, and I know that's an issue also. But I was hoping that it really could be reconsidered and looked at. If it's any help at all of the volunteer library staff are now fingerprinted in accordance with the rules of the town, and we're all able to be there with young people. We have all agreed to volunteer to help staff any such event that would come up. And I would just hope that you would consider, if there's any way, to have more events.
You guys want to take over the original oyster? Because you're already
Thanks, something. Sir. Okay, thank you.
Pushing forward.
Mr. Hill, you want to speak to that? I'm sorry.
The last teen night that you're referring to was a joint venture with the Atlantic Islands Highlands Municipal Alliance Program. It was very well received. The recreation staff, of course, was involved. There were over 40 teens that did participate. Our goal in working there again with the Alliance is to at least initiate this on a twice monthly basis and then see where it goes from there. That's already in the plans. The indoor movie night, we're still working on, and we're discussing it as we speak too. One of the confinements of it, once we do indoor, we have limited space.
Right.
So our challenge, and the staff is working on, is how are we going to do tickets, because they're free and we can't charge.
Right.
We have to have a reservation policy, because I don't want you lining up at the door and then person number 72 can't get in. So that's our only stumbling block, but we're going to work through that, and hopefully as people understand, first come, first serve, but please don't, you know, book 20 tickets and not show. So we're going to, that's going to be the critical part of that. It's not as easy indoors, but we do have the license to do so. And we'll take your suggestions. It's not just, understand too, the community center is not just for kids. There's a lot of programs, a lot of groups. So we want to keep that moving forward.
Mr. Hill, do you need any volunteers for any of this? I mean,
yes, we can set up volunteers based on availability. Nothing worse than calling out the call for volunteers and having 40 volunteers show up when you really don't need 40. They're great, but we're happy they're there. Sometimes, matter of fact, Friday night, I think I'm going to a Ranger-Devil preseason game, so we might need some help down at the center for this movie night. But staff is ready to move with it.
Do you have a list or anything compiled, or just you as they come?
Well, we create, actually, in the center, thanks, Rick, we do have a volunteer registration form, very basic form that we encourage folks to, and even if they were already with the library, for the rec purpose, it would be a duplication of that same form, and we do have a roster of people in.
There'll be a borough employee there, obviously.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Carol Bucko's next.
Carol Bucko, 330 Shore Drive. I have three questions, actually. Has the hurricane cleanup period ended yet, or are we still paying the day laborers?
No, it's ended.
Well,
it's ended?
I'll address that, yes. The day laborers we kept on because we were playing catch-up, to be quite frankly, not just from the storm, but trying to keep up with other things that we normally try to tend to. Going forward, when you say storm efforts, no, we're still doing storm effort, and we're working individually. We hope the residents will work with us as well. As anyone knows, if you go up and down Bay Avenue at any given day, we've already done bulk pickup in three zones, and we've got more stuff out. And there again, FEMA's come through, insurance adjusters have come through. We dealt with a case today. An 83-year-old man on Bay Avenue had to be relocated. He had no help. His house was out of commission, but the stuff was put out by volunteers. They never called us, but we've got to clean that up. So we are going case by case. We understand that the insurance companies have said certain things. FEMA says hold on to the stuff for 6 months. But don't just, I please ask you not just to put stuff out. Please call us. We have one more bulk pickup in Zone 4, which is this Friday, but we'll continue to answer the question. The day laborers right now are off, but we may need some additional help doing some additional work, and we're going to work on that as well.
You do that on a case-by-case.
Right now, no.
No, they only get paid, Ms. Bucko, when they work. And they're not working right now. Okay. What's your second question?
My second question is, why would Woodland Street, Dale, get DOT help, and is there any DOT money for Highland Avenue?
Highland Avenue was a discretionary aid grant that the borough received from the state. I believe it was $1.184 million. Woodland Street is attached to Highland. The drainage coming down Woodland will tie into Highland Avenue, which is tying into the state system on 36. We felt it was a good candidate to apply for. The state apparently agreed because they gave the borough, I believe it was $150,000, $180,000 towards the reconstruction of Woodland Street.
Okay, my third is not really a question, but I think that your attorney gave you some very good advice and you didn't consider it. Because we had the fire up at the Gateway condominiums, they haven't been using their sewers, they've been unoccupied for 2 months. And the fire over in Shrewsbury Avenue, that guy was using his sewers, and nobody ever considered those guys. And if I was one of those guys, I'd be here tomorrow morning applying.
And they might. That might be something we have to face.
And we didn't pass the resolution yet, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do a resolution at the next meeting.
The next meeting.
For those 2 months.
Yeah, for the next meeting.
Ms. Buckle, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. John Bajor.
Yeah. This question, actually, maybe a series of questions. It's not an idle question. I have a vested interest in this issue. My house borders the marina. It also borders Rogers Avenue, which is township property. Every day I look out there, sinkholes are becoming more prominent. Now, somebody mentioned at the beginning of the meeting there's going to be a temporary fix until the bulkheads are brought back. And what was that again? Putting sand in with nets or something?
No, no, Dale, you want to speak to it? You mind?
Basically, on the Washington Avenue side, for nothing more than to protect the sewer system that's underneath Washington until the bulkhead can get fixed. An interim measure, which is very temporary, is to dump sand into the hole, cover it with filter fabric, and put stone on top of the fabric to keep the sand from eroding out with all the tidal wave action. That's simply just to protect the sanitary sewer from eroding
further. What happens when ice time comes and it blows it out?
From what time?
When the winter comes and ice forms in there, ice expands.
I understand that. Hopefully by winter time, this issue is behind
us. Well, that was my next question. You know, it's been 3 weeks since the hurricane. I've been to 4 meetings, one of which was in Too Pleasant. 3 since then, with no indication of even what engineering is going on to address this. As I said, I have a vested interest. I don't want to watch my sinkholes get prominently deeper every day with nothing happening. I mean, what is the engineering plan with the bulkhead and your band of road around it? I have nothing to do with these things. But I do if my foundation begins to give way. You know, the guy next to me, my neighbor, the situation there is so bad, somebody from the town came there this morning to tape it up. It's a hazard. Well, so, I mean, are there FEMA funds available for this repair?
Want to speak
and what is the town's plan? Is it to keep it as a marina?
We don't own the marina.
The town doesn't own the marina.
You don't own the marina. Right. But you own the land around it. He sure can't get access to fix his bulkheads unless you let him put the dead men in and to put the tie rods in. Are you going to let him?
Our attorney is speaking to the property owner's
that's
attorney.
That's the answer for me. That's a good answer for me.
Yeah, that's the only answer, unfortunately, because when the attorney's involved, that's who has to speak.
Right after 3 weeks, that's an answer.
Okay. Kim, name and address, please. No problem. Patty Peterson?
Mine was addressing the engineer's
report
for the
Mud Club. Okay, no problem. And again, you guys should have that report available in Borough Hall tomorrow. If you want to pick it up, it'll be mailed to.
I wasn't finished with my series of questions. Go ahead, sir.
You can go. No, you have one more.
Are you guys considering condemning the marina? Is that it?
We have every option open to us, including that.
Including that.
Mm-hmm.
In the event of condemnation, does it stay a waterway?
Whatever you want.
It's whatever we want it to be, sir.
Isn't it an EPA? Hasn't it already?
I'm not going to make up an answer. I don't know that.
Can somebody find that out?
Yeah, like I said, we're going to go the route first of our attorney speaking to their attorney and trying to get it repaired. In the meantime, we're doing temporary repair.
Trying to get it repaired.
Yeah, absolutely. We would want a thriving marina there, sure. Why not? If it's fixed right.
You're on record for that.
I want 10 of them thriving marinas in the town. You could put that on a billboard. Okay.
All right.
We're done. Mr. Keeby?
I'll pass.
Okay. Roger. I can't read the last name. I apologize. Sorry, sir. Just give me a name and address, please.
164 Linden Avenue. I have a question for Mr. Walker.
Please. That's Mr. Dale. Sorry.
Mr. Dale.
You made me laugh when you said Parker.
Yeah, I was going to say, where's Jeff?
Yeah.
He's down the hallway.
He couldn't make it tonight.
Explain to him who he is.
Dale Luke.
Bill.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I haven't called for us this far.
Phew, boy, by us.
Sure.
Does the engineering report, in your estimation, could you give us a timeline on something to get done to clean up? Or?
The engineer report makes recommendations as to what steps should be taken, but the town is not taking those steps.
Okay.
The town is advising the property owners what the town's expert thinks the steps should be.
Has there been an engineering report relative to the marina?
Sir, we're going in line, sir.
already passed.
And the second question I got, does the engineering report deal with the watershed management problem?
It does not. Basically, that report basically was just a visual inspection of the slope as directed by council. As I think Mr. Halfacre has alluded to, that it's a private property issue. So basically, the report was just to identify, visually identify, any potential imminent hazards regarding that particular failure of the slope. It does not go any further than that outreach.
But without addressing the drainage, you know, down the road, something else could happen.
Understood. That's what this report, that was the guys behind this report, was to identify any potential imminent hazards.
And it basically spells that out loosely in a paragraph. You'll see the report, you'll understand what we're saying, and you'll have that access tomorrow.
Right, there's not a comprehensive report where soil borings or sampling was done. It was just a visual inspection of the area that failed. That's all that report shows.
Preliminary.
Right.
But then, you know, if there's going to be a permanent fix to that area, you have to address the watershed management problem on the bottom of the hill. I mean, that's I'm not an engineer.
No, understood. The permanent fix would be actually developed by the private property owners, who would most likely have to submit something to the town for approval. But that's not going to be anything that's to be developed by the borough itself.
Well, isn't there an easement on the bottom of the hill? The property owners don't own that piece of property.
I have not seen an easement. I'm not saying one doesn't exist, but I have not seen any documents that show that an easement does exist.
Okay, no problem. I believe it's J.T. Nisifero. Just a name for the record, please.
Joanne and Chef.
Thank you.
I have two items.
Okay.
One is the stop sign over on Highland Avenue, where the cars come up, where you come up and you're facing Portland Road.
Okay. I almost got hit there myself. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a hazard. It's not marked a three-way stop. People just come up and there they think they can go like this.
Is there a line in the street, though? Take a look.
There is.
I know there was. So I don't know if anything changed after we started moving.
If the town wants to make some money, put a cop there.
I just don't want to. I didn't want to have an accident. I don't have to make money off of it.
Deputize me. I'll sit there and
can we put three-way stop?
Chief, can we put a three-way stop sign up?
I said there are stop signs there. I'll check to see if there's stop lines.
Yeah,
there.
If you can. Yeah.
Stop okay. Stop signs are all there. It does not say three-way stop.
In other words, it's a three-way specific stop sign.
There's a placard.
What's that?
There's a placard that goes underneath.
Right. Exactly. Just goes underneath the regular stop sign. I've seen them in other.
Yeah. I come from Portland Road, and I always stop there, and somebody's always coming up.
Can you get it done? Mr. Hill, we'll get that done, ma'am.
Thank you.
What was the second?
The other item is, as a taxpayer, I would be very upset to see something negative happen with Marina. We don't have enough businesses in this town supporting our tax structure. And if something should happen to the Marina, it's not a pleasure for Marina. That Marina is also supporting the shellfish industry. So hearing Mayor Nolan say,
no, I didn't say that. I said I'm all for it to be a thriving marina.
Okay, but I would hate to see something happen to that.
So would we, ma'am, clearly.
We don't have enough businesses in this town, and that particular business is supporting other businesses.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mandra? I know I saw that.
I'm Mandra, 268 Bayside Drive. One thing we got to get done on Bayside Drive is we got to dig out the ditch. The spray they put up on the hill when they fixed it all ran down. They pumped it up there three times and three times it came down and plugged that whole ditch up. The water's running down the street now. Winter's coming. We're going to be like last year. We're going to be in 6 inches of ice. And it's dangerous there. The hill's got to be cut down.
You want to make sure you get with them, Mr. Mandros? Mr. Hill can contact you, sir, and Show me exactly what we're talking about. So it was a mistake. Show me exactly what you're talking about.
Mike Kennedy's been digging it up. But Exxon has them in fact. But the other question is with Dale, you were up there. They were submitting a paper to you on paving. They want to pave the section that they damaged.
And you know what that is?
They were submitted to the town, and the town wants to get in and pave the rest of the street. Now, when's that going to be done? That street is very bad.
That's a...
Yeah, well, you can speak and then...
No problem. Mr. Mandel, that was, there was a proposal submitted back to Exxon. Exxon had a little of possibly funding that repair and possibly going further. So there was a proposal sent back to Exxon as to what the borough would wish to see happen. And Mr. Hill, I'm sure, can comment a little further on that. But I have not seen anything personally come back from Exxon yet regarding that.
The proposal by the engineer was submitted directly to Exxon, not to the contractor that was there. We wanted to actually expand the scope of work because of all the issues that everyone up on that street has been facing over the years. It is in Exxon's hands right now. We haven't heard back from them, but we hope to hear back from them soon.
Yeah, because Exxon, I was talking to them, and actually they damaged from Matthew Street all the way down because they ran that crane back and forth across the street.
What's the crane?
Yeah, Mr. Mandel, we are aware of that, and that's what we are asking for. We're asking for them to do that entire stretch.
They're at fault with the ditch, too. They should have dug the ditch out. I was fighting with them to dig the ditch all the way down to Marie Street.
That ditch is actually part of the plan, is what we are looking to do. So
they should be digging it out, because they created the problem with all the dirt they took off the hill. And what they got on the hill now is going to collapse anyway. The other problem we're going to face, I talked to Exxon, and they're going to put cleaner in up there at the old Exxon station site. And I was talking to the engineers, and they said they're going to run the chemicals in there to clean it. And I asked them, where's the chemicals going to come out? They said Bayside Drive. So it's going to run down Bayside Drive and Marie Street and into the river. And that's anywhere from 3 to 8 years.
They're going to get involved with that, Mr. Mandel, okay?
Because the smell is still bad.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I don't even want to bring it up tonight, but that park down there, the Veterans Park, it's a shame what he did to it. And we're discussing it now. Maybe we're going to pull out.
Okay. Thank you, sir. George Graham, 15 Washington.
Yes.
Please, sir. Just name and record for the.
George Graham, 15 Washington. As property owner on Washington, I'm concerned about the marina. I'm also a little bit concerned when I hear that we're dealing with attorney to attorney. Once you do that, usually everybody gets into a defensive mode.
That's long term. Just so, yeah.
Just hear me out for a moment.
Sure, please.
I'm advocating that we have some sort of a meeting. The town maybe can arrange a meeting with the engineers, because I mean the engineers are going to push forward something. When we start doing temporary fixes on one side and not working with the other side, sometimes you impede. Mm-hmm. What do we do?
Yeah. Okay.
And that's what's concerning me here. When we do a temporary fix of flooring and gravel or whatever, we may be actually putting more stress on a wall that can't withstand that stress. And I'm very concerned about that. So I was wondering if maybe the governing body might consider authorizing the engineer to actually have some discussion with the engineer on the marina side.
Okay, two things. Do you want to speak to the temporary on both sides? Yeah, please.
Sure. Well, once again, the two measures we're looking to do are definitely, they are temporary, as you alluded to. Based out of safety more than anything else, the Washington Street side, or Washington Avenue side, is more to protect the sanitary sewer from collapsing, creating a larger situation. The area on the Roger Street side of sinkholes is basically out of safety. Just something temporary to fill the holes in until that bulkhead can get repaired. From the borough standpoint, Roger Street is a paper street. They don't want to see any kind of a safety issue on their property. Long term, I think everybody in this room would want that marina to be, the bulkhead to be fixed. And that's something that the two attorneys have to hash out first in order to move forward with this project.
The two attorneys being the owners?
Yeah.
The boroughs and the marina owners.
Well, I appreciate what the comments that have been made thus far tonight. I feel that there is something positive here. I've been a property owner on Washington, and my family goes back to the 1940s. So, you know, we really don't want to see this change.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Mullen?
I just follow up on that question. Is the borough going to exercise some review and permitting with regard to the design of the bulkhead? I think there's some talk about whether the previous reconstruction and construction of the original bulkhead was adequate, and whether there was any review of that. And going forward, is the town going to review any of the proposals put forward for there to make sure that it is adequate?
I'm going to ask Mr. Halfacre.
Of course. One of the holdups, frankly, has been kind of this between the property owner and the town. The town will approve anything that's done.
We'll have to approve anything that's done. They don't mean we're going to let them do anything.
Right. No, the town will have to review.
You thought the same thing I did.
What does that mean?
The town, yeah.
What does that mean?
We haven't gotten anything to approve yet, though.
What that means is the property owner has to come up with a plan to fix its problem.
To you.
To present it to the town. The town's engineers will review the plan, suggest changes, suggest it not work, you know, and then it'll be an engineering review for suitability.
Or say it's all good and go from there.
Right.
Including access from your land.
I don't believe the town's ever denied access. No. I heard someone make a reference to that earlier, but as far as I've been around, the town's never said you can't come across this paper street to fix your property.
Okay.
Not while I've been around, that's not been said.
Rick was mayor 10 years, and he don't remember ever denying it. But
never.
Mr. Cobb is next. I know I saw Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brian Cobb, Love and Recreation Place. First, I want to thank Borough Administrator Tim Hill for his job. I don't know how early he got up to get that caution tape out there, but he was pretty early. Yeah, I appreciate that. We all appreciate that on Rogers Ave. I'm speaking to the marinas outside. That's Rogers Ave.
Sure.
Tides we had in early September, it's increased by about a foot and a half. The bulkhead itself is not moving. It's jutted out, but it's fairly stable. Yet we're losing ground underneath from the scouring, I guess, is coming out. I heard, I believe it was Dale Lubner say that a report that the DPW is going to do some filling work on Rogers Avenue and that sinkhole. And my concern would be, is it just filling in what's there and hoping that the bulkhead is going to hold? That's my concern. And how long is that fill going to stay there? Because we lost 18 inches in 2 weeks. That's what I'm concerned about.
Was there any fill put in since the last meeting?
There was some sand put in by the marina owner. Fred can attest to that. It's been a small amount. And I believe the marina, I don't want to speak for him, but the concern would be that more fill will cause weakness there. There's a lot of stuff going on with that, and I don't know if Dale would like to speak to that. What's advisable now in terms of the sinkhole and not pushing that bulkhead out any
more? Repair the bulkhead. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the bulkhead is causing the issue, so ultimately the bulkhead needs to be fixed in order to alleviate the matter. Obviously, the borough's concern is safety of the public right-of-way in that area. Best I can tell you, as far as temporary, it's going to depend how fast that bulkhead gets fixed. I mean, obviously, there's an issue with it if you're losing material underneath it on an ongoing basis.
Right.
And again, it's going to be something that's got to be hashed out between the two entities on getting that work completed.
May I ask, are you in direct discussion with Fred's engineers?
I have spoken to them. But again, it's got to be something that gets hashed out between the two attorneys first before this project can actually move forward.
Okay, I understand. So that's what the holdup is.
Isn't the attorney issue a recent thing?
The description that I believe that Dale gave you about the sand and the filter fabric, that's for the street side.
That's Washington.
Okay, that's not for your side.
Part of it is right.
Okay, I didn't know if you were confused.
I'm not sure I am.
No.
Part of that is
right. Also dropping the rock.
Right. There's stone on. We're looking at possible stone. We're going to look at the material to fill in the holes along the Rogers Street side, because that is borough property, but it's a paper street.
Understood, but that's the first time you mentioned that tonight.
Yes.
So his question is, he was thinking what you're doing on Washington Avenue, you're doing it at his house, and it's not the same.
It's not the same effect, no.
Could I add just one more quick
one? Go ahead, Mr. Cobb.
Just a quick one for Dale. I read your report on the recommendations for Washington Avenue. You're closing down traffic where you have the breaches, which is great, relieving pressure on the roadway. Rogers Ave now, are you confident about Recreation Place where it abuts that sinkhole?
Mr. Cobb, I have not seen that, so I cannot comment on that tonight. At the borough's wishes, I can certainly send one of my structural engineers out.
To look at that. Visit there, the clamors of last. They come in the morning and they park their big trucks right up to that edge of that sinkhole. I don't know what they're thinking. Just talking to you
now. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Cobb. Fred Rosiak.
Thank you. I'm Fred Rosiak, I'm Marine Place, the owner of Texas State of Virginia. I've just added about 5 points I need to address based on comments that have been spoken to, so I hope you will indulge me. The first being the one that this gentleman just raised. What report are you not allowed to talk about? Is there a report on the marina?
I'm sorry. Not a report.
I don't think anyone said anything about
it. If he's read a report, why haven't I read this report?
I don't know.
Is it the letter from when we were out there originally?
The first letter you sent out, I guess.
It might have been the first letter to the borough that we sent out originally.
What's the date of that?
Brian, do you have the, Mr. Cobb, do you have the letter with you?
August 30th, I believe.
Yes, August 30th, I have it here.
There was a report existed since August 30th that you withheld from me?
We didn't withhold from anybody, Mr. Rosiak.
Well, who did you distribute it to? Wouldn't the owner be a logical person to make sure I've got a copy of it?
Yes, they would.
So, would you consider that withholding it from me?
No, not when everybody else has one and we have it made public. Is it on our website?
No. Memo's on our website.
Okay.
Maybe.
He's asking Mr. Cobb how he received it.
I think you have a right to ask how he got it.
Not as part of our meeting. You can ask these people things. You can
ask
Mr. Cobb.
You
can ask Mr. Cobb outside how he got it, but this is a public meeting. You can direct your questions to the governing body, and they'll answer your questions the best they can.
Would anyone in the governing body know how Mr. Cobb got this report on my marina that I have a couple?
No.
We've asked several times what's being done in an engineering sense.
How about the clerk? Is the clerk, is that part of the governing board? Do you know how he got it?
I did not give him a copy of that letter, no.
So no one knows how he got a copy of this report?
It was only distributed to the council. No.
I'm shocked, to say the least, that I have to come to a public meeting and find out very, very crucial information about the property that I own and pay taxes. This happened last night at a meeting regarding the storm drains, where I was told that by the engineer the drains were going to be plugged, and by Mr. Francie that my drains were going to be removed through the bulkhead. And even though the plan was 99%, there seemed to be disagreement. And then I come to an open council meeting, and I find out that the engineer has a plan to deal with the marina, and again, no one has communicated.
There's no plan to deal with the marina.
He said he has a plan. He's going to put in a rock, which could impede our...
He has a plan to deal with the road failure, that's all.
Right.
That's our problem.
That involves my marina. Would you say, Mr. O'Neill?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that.
No. That marina failure is on your property. He's dealing with our property.
Mr. Lubner, your response to some of what you talked to my engineer.
Right.
As of 10:56 tonight, he has said he finally left a message at that time. You have not talked. Have you talked to him since then?
Mr. Rosiak, I didn't get a message from your engineer until late this afternoon.
Well, at 2 weeks ago, in a meeting, you were directed to put this on the front burner, and we sent you a letter from the engineer. So, I mean, it's all about blame instead of cooperative effort.
No, there's no blame. We're going to take care of the road temporarily just to make sure everything's okay. In the end, you're going to have to make the repairs. You're going to have your engineer draw up a plan, submit it to us, and our engineer will approve it or not.
Ask for your engineer's plan. plans on the storm drain.
When did we get that request?
We just received an OPA request this morning.
This morning. It's already done.
We asked in a letter from the engineer over 3 weeks ago, and it's record because it was held up here by Rick 2 weeks ago at the council meeting.
We got an OPA.
It was 2 weeks ago.
We got an OPA request this morning, and it's pretty basically done,
request,
correct?
But you got a letter from my engineer 2 weeks ago.
But is it almost all done?
Ricky, is this
what they wanted?
Yeah, I think there was a letter from your engineer, yeah.
And it said, would you please respond to the issue of the drain and your storm phase, right? That's what the letter said.
Okay.
I'm going to read it to you.
No, okay.
But 2 weeks go by, and no one responds to it. I retain a lawyer, finally, because no one's responding to anything. And all of a sudden, everyone buttons up and says, our lawyer has told us not to respond. So where's the communication?
Who told you that no one said that we could respond?
Let's see. Mr. Hill, Mr. Francie, Mr. Lubner told his message at 10 minutes to 6 was, I can't really discuss too much because you've hired a lawyer and I have to talk to my attorney. That's what he said.
That's usually the standard of practice when somebody hires an attorney.
Well,
the attorney
you just
speaks.
Asked who said they can't talk.
I'm asking you that, Fred. I can ask you that. I asked
no,
you that.
No, you can. Yeah, I just told you.
What else?
What else what?
What's your next question?
No response. Okay.
What's the question?
I guess the question is, why would you guys want to have an adversarial relationship?
We don't, Fred. You do. We don't. You do.
Really?
Yep.
Based on what?
Your actions.
Such as?
Well, we were down at the community center the Sunday of Labor Day giving out lunch to people that hadn't eaten. You came down there with your legal pad and your pen and it basically tried to verbally assault myself and Rick.
Actually, Frank, a legal pad is a long pad. I don't use legal pads.
Whatever.
Right. That's exactly what we're talking about, Fred.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So what's going to happen now is our lawyer is going to talk to you. We're going to temporarily take care of the streets that we have to secure the property owner stuff. Our lawyer will speak to your lawyer, and you have to come up with a plan to fix your bulkhead.
Isn't that different than what we said a minute ago, how the engineers were in communication?
No, they're not. They're not in communication.
Oh, they're not.
No, somebody asked if we could have a public meeting with the two engineers, and we said we would take it under advisement.
Okay, so Dale...
Dale said he left your engineer a message.
No,
you said that. He spoke to your engineer. You said he left a message.
To my engineer.
Right. And now we're getting to the point that he left him a message.
Thank you.
So the next step I would do is have your engineer draw up a plan to fix your bulkhead.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
My property is in danger because of a vendetta up there. I
you
can't
have a vendetta. Mean to offer to adjourn?
By the way, as we see the city halls,
offer.
Oh, wait a minute. John has a question.
Oh,
he's on the list.
You were the last one, then, John.
John has the list.
There's a back to the second
page,
right?
We did it.
No, that's Mr. Bentham.
You got everybody.
No, Bentham didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. You're up.
John Bentham, 39 Washington Avenue. Obviously, all of my comments are regarding the past Covina. First problem is we're having intermittent garbage collection on Washington Avenue. Some days it's being collected, some days it's being not. Nobody knows what's going on. Like, I know we didn't have it collected this month, past Monday. In previous weeks, we've had garbage out, and it's like nobody knows, like, when it's going to be collected, if it's going to be collected, or whatever. People keep asking me, I don't know what to tell them. But I know it's not being
well, I think the first step in doing anything is getting that machine off the street, you know?
So, that's what's going on. I mean, I know
can,
like,
can you arrange for them to go down there and get them in a small truck? So
yeah,
we'll put the big truck on there?
Our guys. Won't.
Our guys will pick
them up. Well, we don't think we want them down there.
No,
we're
trying to work
out
with Future that they shouldn't be getting
out. Right, so why don't we get our guys to go down there, fix the problem.
We're going to tell our guys to be there every Monday. What, John, what's your garbage pickup date?
Monday, Thursday.
Thank you.
In the morning. We'll just send our guys down in the lab of truck, John. It's a good point.
The other question I had is now, especially now that we've got attorneys involved in the situation, what are we to consider a reasonable time that bulkhead should be repaired? Because right now, like I said, we've got a street that we can't use. The street's collapsing into it. I mean, people can't park in front of their houses in the whole nine yards. So what is a reasonable timeline to say, okay, this bulkhead should be repaired by X time? Because, like this gentleman said over here, we've got winter coming. We have storms that are almost as bad as this hurricane we've had. Every time there's a high tide comes in, it's just washing more and more material away. I mean, not only just are there problems with the areas of the bulkhead that blew out, but all of the bulkhead, all of the sinkholes all along the road.
And the undermining.
So it's not only just those two places, which is also taking away the sidewalk, it's taking away, sure. You know, and keeping away that. So what would be considered a reasonable period of time that people should have to wait for that for bulkhead repair to happen?
Sure, the target, man.
The homeowner, the landowner, property owner, has to come up with a plan to fix his property. His property continues to endanger public property. If no plan is presented to fix his private property and stop the endangerment of public property, it will be considered a code violation. He'll be issued a summons, and it will be an ongoing fine of very high nature until it's resolved. Unfortunately, his attorney and I have been missing each other. But I have called him a couple days in a row, and he has called me back. But at this point, the timeline is entirely within the property owner's control. He has an engineer, he has an attorney, he has professionals, and I assume that they will tell him, you own the bulkhead, you need to repair the bulkhead. And if it doesn't get repaired, or if progress is not made towards a repair in the very near future, and it continues to endanger public property, then it will become a matter for code enforcement.
And then the only other concern I have, and this is in regards to the engineering report that was mentioned earlier, part of that basically indicates that there should be no pedestrian or traffic or vehicular traffic along the Washington Avenue side of the bulkhead. And that's not happening. We've got people coming right up the bulkhead, parking heavy trucks along there. And, I can only see that as making the situation worse. I mean, the street's supposed to be blocked off. It's not. And like I said, I don't think it's fair to some residents. They can't park in front of their house, but other people are just coming through.
With heavy trucks.
And it's just like business as usual. I mean,
wasn't it blocked at the entrance to Old Marine Place right by your house and recreation?
The bulkhead, the roadblocks keep getting moved.
Oh.
They're not filled with the water.
So people are coming in and the vehicles are parking.
John, is it all day or a certain time during the day?
It's all.
All day, ongoing. Okay. Yeah. We'll get somebody down. We got to get somebody down there. We use those barriers that day because we had so supply around the hill with them everywhere. So we got to get the right ones down there.
Like I said, they're being moved, and then there's also vehicles going around them.
So we got to make it so they can't move them, basically.
Right.
Okay. One last question. As these sinkholes develop in front of houses, who do we contact?
Mr. Hill. Call Mr. Hill. He's our borough administrator. Okay? All offer to adjourn.
Offer by Mayor Nolan. Seconded by Ms. Kane. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thanks for coming out, everybody.